Message number 652. Virgin Mary, the day I brought the world a Savior, it changed the destiny of humanity. The earth will now change both physically and in spirit. Monday, December 24, 2012 at 6:00 p.m. My child, the day I brought the world a Savior, it changed the destiny of humanity. This little child I loved with a passion like any other mother. But there was an extra grace given to me by my Father. That was the grace of protection. I protected my son from the start in a way which was different. I knew that he was the promised Messiah, and therefore I had been given a very special responsibility, although I had no idea of the magnitude which this responsibility would entail. I was not given to understand early on that my son, the Savior sent by God to save the human race from the fires of hell, would be killed. This part of my mission came as a terrible shock, and my pain cannot be described, so intense was it. I suffered through my son in him and with him. Even today I feel his pain and sorrow at the disbelief of my son's existence in the world today. As the mother of salvation, my responsibility is to assist my son in his plan to salvage souls. This is the time of the deluge, this time for swift and sudden change. As wars will break out and a great war emerges from the ashes, God's plan will increase in its pace to awaken His presence amongst all nations and all races. My child, I plead with you to pray the Most Holy Rosary as I weep today. My tears which you have just witnessed are for those souls who will not acknowledge my Son. It is those Christians who say that they accept Jesus Christ as Savior and who insult Him by not praying to Him who saddened Him the most. The spread of atheism is like a dreadful epidemic sweeping the earth. God has not been forgotten. Instead, His existence is being deliberately ignored, His laws banned from your countries, His churches not honored, His sacred servants too timid and not courageous enough to proclaim His holy word. The earth will now change both physically and in spirit. The cleansing has begun. The battle will be waged between those who follow the evil one and God's remnant church. Those loyal to my son must always call on me, your beloved mother of salvation, so that I can consecrate you to my beloved son in order to grant you much needed graces. You must be prepared as a soldier of Jesus Christ. Your armor must be made stronger because your role is as a crusader, and you will have to march against great cruelty and injustice. Go in peace, children, and keep in daily prayer as the changes commence so that the salvation of humanity can be achieved. All will be done according to the holy will of my Father through His only Son, Jesus Christ. You, my children, who ask for my help will be granted great protection for your nations. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.